Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not gonna lie. I am still totally against the word petty, because when I grew up, if you were petty, that meant that you were small and insignificant, and that you concentrated on things that didn't really matter that much. You know what I mean? If you were petty, that meant that you didn't concentrate on the big picture. Nowadays, especially through social media, petty has taken on somewhat of a whole different meaning. So when we talk about somebody being petty, we're just talking about somebody who likes to joke around, poke fun, who likes to jab at people, who likes to, you know, give you a little gut punch over there, you know? Somebody that would definitely do whatever is necessary to get up under your skin. Somebody who likes to see your reaction to the negativity that they may be putting you through. So we're going to get into that tonight and talk a little bit, or maybe a lot of bit, depending on how it goes, about petty or not. Here I come, you can't hide. So let's get into it, y'all. So I hope y'all been feeling good on this Throwback Thursday. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. And, you know, when I think about being petty, like I said, it's still a word that I try to disassociate myself with. It's a word that I try to differentiate myself from. You know, it's one of those things where I don't want anybody to say, like, you know, you're petty. I'm like, nah, I'm the type of man that looks at the big picture. I'm the type of man that's going for the goal. I'm out here trying to win the Super Bowl. I'm not just trying to do well in the regular season. Of course, you know, the small things make up the big picture. So if you're one of those people who really, really concentrates on the small things in life, well, how do we get to that real bag? How do we get to the big bag, baby? How do we get to that big bag, baby? Well, we're going to look at it. We're going to talk about it, be about it, get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a mism show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. So tonight, when we're talking about petty or not, here I come. So when you think about the petty things that we may do in retaliation or something, the petty things that we may do in order to get attention, bring attention to ourselves that we feel like we're being ignored, or are failed, or are failed to be heard. When you take a snapshot of the things that we do, the question that I always have is, do we feel good about the tactics that we have employed in order to get the things that we have gotten? And everybody is wired a little bit different. What might make me feel good about what I've done doesn't necessarily have to be what's going to make you feel good about what you have done. You know, what you have done. That's something that we have to accept in life. Everybody is not trained the same way, so everybody ain't going to do the same things that everybody else did. Everybody ain't going to do the same things that everybody else did. So we have to kind of pick and choose the things that we... A better way to put this is we have to select a way that we are going to treat somebody the same way that we want to pre-select the way that somebody else is going to treat us, because it's not always balanced the way that we say that it is. It's not always the same as we say that it is. It's not always as fair as we say that it is. We say a lot of things, but our actions often speak a different language and a different truth than the one that we are speaking and telling. So, how would you rate your pettiness level? Without us getting into any more of this show, without us getting any more information towards what we are going to be talking about tonight, blindly, from what you have done, where you have been, and what you have learned, what, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate your pettiness level? I have more to add on to that question. What would you rate your pettiness level as from 1 to 10? And what would other people rate yours? Now, you might be surprised at how other people rate your pettiness level compared to what you think your pettiness level is. You might be surprised to find out that people think that you're a little or a lot more petty than you gave yourself credit for. You know, when I started doing these shows, when I really started to kick the Urban Therapy with Sun movement into motion, it meant a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And because I had this thing called the question of the day in 2012, 2013, 2014, I had the Urban Therapy with Sun question of the day. So on my Facebook page, I would ask a question every day. some type of probing question. It could be, y'all know how I do, the same way I ask questions on this show. But I used to have a question that I would post every day and people would respond to it. And a lot of people either were turned off by some of the questions or thought I was probing too much. Now, I don't know how you can probe in, I don't know how you can probe into somebody else's life who has all of the power and the tools to either keep scrolling on by or decide to answer the question incorrectly or whatever the case may be. But what was happening was certain people were calling me nosy. And I was like, nosy? Honestly, the way I see myself is I'm definitely the opposite of nosy. I don't appreciate gossip. I don't go to places where gossip is going on. I never think that the things that people gossip about is true. Or, you know, I've never been into that life. Y'all know how I feel about Wendy Williams. So, you know, her whole career was built on gossip. I didn't appreciate her or what she did for a living at all. I don't watch TMZ or shows like that. I don't watch stuff like that. So my questions were geared towards human behavior and taking a look at ourselves to try to create some self-help tips for ourselves. You know, basically, like Michael Jackson, taking a look at the man in the mirror in order to make the world a better place. That was my intention. But to some people, they were saying that I was nosy. Like, I ain't telling you nothing nosy. You so nosy. I was like, I ain't gonna lie, I was offended by that. I was. You can tell you don't know me, because if you knew me, you would know that I'm not all in my friend's business trying to find out things about them, investigating, asking questions and stuff like that. We don't get down like that. And I resent it if somebody tries to do that with me. But that's the difference between how you look at yourself and the way somebody else perceives you. So that's why I asked the question. What would you say your pettiness level was? You may think that your pettiness level is high and somebody else may rate it low. Like I know you think that you real petty, but compared to what I've been through and what I've done, yeah, you small change. It can work out that way too. There can always be a difference or disconnect between the way that you see yourself and the way that other people see you. So Carol Chamberlain says that she would rate herself a 2. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, you would rate your pettiness level as a 2. Okay, I'll accept that. From what I know about you, I think you're way off. I'm going to rate you a 3. I mean, look how you do me. It's a 3. Definitely not a 2. No way. Now, I know that because I said that yours was higher than you said that yours was, I know that you're going to get petty and retaliate against me, which means that I was right. You're a 3. All right, so I see other people don't want to put down their number, so I'm going to have to be petty and assess you a number. Emily, I'm going to say your pettiness level from 1 to 10 is at least an 8. No way around it. Yeah, we know that you will nip and tuck and pick. Yeah, absolutely. 8. No, I'm not accepting a 6 or 8 or a 6 or 7 from you. 8 and up. You might be tipping the scales. Norris, I'm going to go with probably a 4 or 5. Now, this is taking into account that I haven't physically met most of you. So, you know, so you could say, well, what do you know? I don't. I'm going by what I know, you know, with certain things that I've witnessed. So, yeah, 8 for Emily. I'm going to say 4 or 5 from Norris. And with T. Carey Wright, I'm going to have to say, I ain't going lower than 7. She more of the get you back type. So I'm going to have to, Yeah, I'm going to have to. Now when I say pettiness, I'm not talking about being insignificant or small. I'm talking about picking on people. I'm talking about finding ways to get up under your skin. Finding a way to irritate somebody that may have come against you. Stacey White says that she's a 10. Wow, you maxing out? You maxing out on your pettiness level? Well. Petty or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you. Yo. All right. Okay, if you say it's a 10, then I ain't gonna step in. But I'm gonna say it's a 9. Cause you might be I think you filling up the petty meter a little too much. So I'm gonna say a 9. But yeah. And that's just a little fun exercise. You know, only y'all really know if it's true about y'all or not. You know, I will admit that I'm probably not 100% qualified to make that assessment of any of you. However, I'm gonna do it anyway. So that would make my pettiness level a 1 because it was previously 0. But because of this small insignificant infraction, I'm going to say that it was a 1. So I came from 0 all the way to 1. That's because I love you, Omar. That's right. That's why you getting a 3. You getting a 3. You know what I mean? Try to come at my neck. So now when it comes to being petty, the people that we love are often the ones who suffer from our pettiness more than anybody else. You know, in our minds, we really think that we only bestow our petty wrath on people that we don't like or that we think don't like us or people that we feel like have it coming. But you know that being in love or loving people is the one thing that will bring you closer to a person. It's the one thing that will allow you to really get to know a person. You will know exactly what irritates them and what doesn't, what triggers them and what doesn't, what makes them happy and what doesn't, what makes them what makes them sad and what doesn't, what makes them angry and what doesn't, what totally gets up under their skin and what won't. And there are going to be times when you're going to say, all right, I see you getting like that today. Well, I know what to do. You know how some people are so afraid of something that even if they see a picture of something, it just makes them uneasy. And it just happened to be the day that they was getting on your nerves or being uncooperative or whatever the case may be, and you decided to bring out that picture of a mouse, a picture of a rat, a picture of a snake, a picture of a bird, a picture of a frog, a picture of a bug, a picture of whatever that you know that they can't stand. Whatever it is that you know makes their skin crawl. And here you come with your phone like, look at this. And it's a bunch of mice, bunch of rats climbing all over each other. Now, you done ruined their day for the rest of the day. You ain't have to do that. But that's what they get. That's what they get for making you wait. When you came to pick them up, you told them to be ready at 9:30 a.m. And
and you had to wait out in the car until 9:45, and you was pissed, so you decided, well, this ride is going to be uncomfortable for all of us. Or at the very least, both of us. Petty Murphy, Petty Betty, Petty White, you know, stuff like that. See, things like that, we don't really think, we may not think about it as being really petty, but it is. We didn't have to do that, but they had it coming. And so we took the liberty of being the administer. We took the liberty of being the administer of the petty. And we'll say something like, and you bet not do it again. Because if you do it again, then it's going to be worse the next time. Right now, you only need a little therapy. You do what you did again, and we're going to have to 302 you. Now, stop playing. Stop playing. Petty or not, here I come. You can't hide. Carol says, somebody blocking my comments? No. Your pettiness off the charts, Omar. Mm-mm. First of all, I don't even think I can block y'all comments. But I definitely wouldn't do it. You already know that. Carol says, I've been called petty by many. I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Shocked. Emily came clean. She says, just call me Miss Petty. 100. I'll do that. Carol said, just joke. She said, joking on my... No, you wasn't joking. You were serious. Petty. You need to slow all that down. But when we do petty things, when we do irritating things to our loved ones, and we're really only doing it so they'll know better how to treat us. I mean, think about it. We only get people back so they'll know not to do that again in the first place. Sometimes it can be a game. You can play petty games, but sometimes it's not a game. No, sometimes, yeah, especially, okay, let's take it to the relationship level, since it's Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. On a relationship level, you know, in a new loving situation, in a situation where you were trying to reject love, you know, you want affection, and you might want love further down the line, but when you mess around and fall in love with somebody all fast and out of the blue and in a way that you didn't mean to, and they got your emotions and your heart all caught up in a tailspin, and here you are all nose open and caught out there in ways that you didn't mean to be or want to be, you know, it can make you do things that really don't make a whole lot of sense, but they make sense to you in that you feel like you have to let them know. You already got my heart. I don't know how you did it, but you did. You got my heart, and now I'm uncomfortable because I'm in love with you. I'm my nose is open. You got me open like a six-pack of cheap beer. Milwaukee's best. Schlitz. Keystone Light. And I don't know what to do because you got me in a situation where no matter what you do, I'm not going to want to stop messing with you. However, I'm scared to mess with you because if I'm already open like this, what does the future hold? You got me wanting to do things for you that I ain't supposed to be wanting to do yet. You got me wanting to join you on ventures that I ain't supposed to be wanting to go on. So it can make you petty. However, you might be petty and scared to be petty at the same time. Like, I don't want to do nothing to make this person not want to be with me no more. And I can't believe they got me in a situation where I'm scared to be myself. And what I mean by being myself is I'm normally the one used to being chased. And here I am chasing. I'm normally the one having to flee somebody off. And here I am getting fleed. And there ain't nobody fleeing you. But it can make it feel, it can feel that way because you really want somebody to feel for you the way you feel about them. And it got you all twisted. You know, like Keith Sweat. You got me twisted over you. Twisted over you, baby. Anyway, so in order to devise a scheme to make sure that they don't play with your heart, in order to find a way to make sure that they're not going to just get your emotions all into it and then just leave you high and dry. You might do some things to kind of give them a warning. Give them that elbow. Give them that proverbial elbow to let them know, don't mess with me. You will not play me. And don't even think about it. And I don't care how much I stare into your eyes and look all hypnotized and mesmerized. And I don't care what I say to let you know how deep my feelings are for you. You better not play around with that. And if you're not even seeing what you think you're seeing. You know what? You know how it is. You know, being in love can make you be in denial. But that's when you know. When you are acting like you are in denial of how you really feel, that's when you know that somebody got you. They done caught you out there, homie. Mm-hmm. They done caught you out there. So how we handle that is going to be different. So petty or not, here I come. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-Em-ism Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about petty or not. Here I come. So what is your level of petty? What is your level of petty? Stacey says, I don't wanna be like that though. I understand. You know, I mean, the things that you do is one thing. The way that you feel about the things that you have done is a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. Idealistically, we would like to walk away from any situation feeling good about our involvement in that situation. Idealistically, we would like to be able to involve ourselves in any situation and be very, very happy with our involvement from alpha to omega, from head to toe, in and out, side to side, back and forth, up and down. It doesn't always work out that way. But we also have to take a look at our involvement in any situation that we place ourselves into. So what are we saying? What have we done? What did we do in a situation to either make it better or make it worse? Did we spend most of our time so hell-bent on defending ourselves and protecting ourselves, you know, our heart, our emotions, that we employ tactics? You know what? Forget about all that. Have you ever loved somebody so much, so fast, that you tried to push them away? To me, that's petty. But have you done it? Have somebody made you so uncomfortable so fast because you were so in love that you tried to push them away? Like, nah, man, this is crazy. You don't want to get hurt again. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. A teenage love. Have you? I'm asking y'all for real. Have you ever fallen in love so fast and so hard that you wanted to push somebody away from you because it made you uncomfortable? Like on some old, last time I fell for somebody this hard, they punched me in the gut. And anybody who has ever taken a really bad gut shot or rib shot knows
that permeates your whole body. You feel a gut punch or a rib punch from your head to your toe. It's like throwing a rock into a pond. And you know how when you throw a rock into a pond, it waves out like that. That's how a gut punch is. So when somebody has irresponsibly taken unfair advantage of you in love, when they treated you so bad because they knew you were in love, you ain't trying to have that happen again. And what happens? Life says, like, your mind says, I'm not going to let it happen to me again. I'm not going to let it happen to me again. Not like back then. But your life in the universe says that here I come. I said, here I come. You can't hide. I'm going to make you feel this way inside, and you're not going to be able to get away from this because it's your time, and you're going down like this. And they have that domain, but don't worry about it because they don't really know that. It's like cocaine. It takes over your brain and makes you want more, makes you feel good, but you're still unsure. And you know that you shouldn't be feeling like this, but you do, and you can't do nothing about it. Ooh! T. Carey Wright has felt that way. Carol has felt that way. Carol said, don't pull the beer. T. Carey Wright says, not because of the past, but because it was scary. I can dig it. But imagine if it was because of the past. I mean, it's human nature. It's not even just human nature. It's nature. It's natural to avoid something that has hurt you before. But love is one of those things that really doesn't make a lot of sense, because love is supposed to make you feel 100% good. But it's the one thing that we blame for making us feel bad. So when we make the association between love and a broken heart, you can only get a broken heart if you were in love in the first place. And there are different ways to be in love. Yeah, there are different ways to be in love. And some of us have been in all of those ways. And it can be scary each time it happens. Like, oh my God. Every time I turn around, back in love again. Right back in love again. I'm trying to tell you. Jeffrey Osborne knew what he was talking about when he was with LTD. Right back in love again. Carol says, being hurt will make you do that. Yeah, well, my level of pettiness just just rose to an 8. Yeah, you ain't gonna get out of this show without being petty. Warning. Devastating to your ear. T. Carey Wright says, I didn't want the butterflies to make me disregard that person. Red flags. Okay. I didn't want the butterflies to make me disregard that person. Red flags. Okay. Stacey White says, everybody just can't have my heart. Yeah. And being hurt before is the thing that makes you say that everybody can't have your heart. That's the thing. That's where that's born out of. That's how it happens. But you may do things to try to get rid of this uncomfortable feeling, this feeling that makes you feel good. But you, and the reason that it makes you feel bad along with the good is because you want somebody to feel that way towards you. Like, I would feel a whole lot more comfortable if you felt as uncomfortable with my level of care for you as I do for you. Like, why you ain't running around here all uptight and on the hip and nose open and heart all crazy?
Why don't I feel like you would do anything that I ask you to do because there's no way you can resist me? And it's not wrong to feel that way. Who doesn't want to feel desired by the person that you're with? That's a natural thing. But in life, everything goes first. There has to be a number one in everything. So you might have fell first. It doesn't mean that you're going to fall last. Or, you know what, let me put it better than that. You fell first. It doesn't mean that you're going to fall first. In other words, you fell in love first, but it doesn't mean that you're going to take the fall. It doesn't mean that you're going to get hurt first. It doesn't mean that. And you never know what a person is feeling, because the same way that you may think that you're hiding your emotions from somebody as you're doing little things to try to either qualify somebody's feelings for you, or disqualify somebody's feelings for you, or disqualify your feelings for them. Let's say that. So we may get petty in order to get somebody to qualify their love for us, because we're so uncomfortable. You know, you've been dating somebody, talking to somebody, and being with them for a month, and you already hearing wedding bells, or you know what I mean? You feeling on your stomach, you feeling on your stomach to see if you pregnant. You done missed your period, and y'all been using condoms. What's going on? What's happening? Speaking of wearing condoms. Sometimes having sex with somebody can feel so good that you may feel like your love and your feelings for them was born out of that. And that's the trap right there. Getting your physical pleasure and your emotional feelings crossed up. I'm sure none of y'all know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about that. It feels so... Nars probably knows what I'm talking about. You know, if you've ever had a woman ask you something like, why are you doing it to me like this? A smart man would run when she say that, because you got to understand what she's really saying. Like, you have unlocked a level of craziness that you're not going to be able to go back to. Yeah, you are on another, you've pretty much unlocked the boss of toxicity. Why are you doing it to me? Like, I'm like, well, what how did other men that just liked you a little bit, how did they do it to you? Y'all ever ask yourself that, like, what? How do men who only kind of like you, how do they do it to you? Yeah. Petty or not, here I come. Doing little things to see if they will, if they feel about you the way that you feel about them. Well, if this makes him mad or makes her mad enough to stop messing around with me, then I know that we didn't have nothing from the beginning. So you actively doing negative things to try to qualify your love for somebody. Stacey White says, anybody, okay, wait. She says, for some reason, my cat got my heart. Meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
But yeah. Like, you know. Oh, let's take it off of this relationship thing for a minute. you know, sometimes you might, how many of y'all have been petty with y'all kids? You know, when you're rearing children, when you're raising children, if you're a parent that never does anything petty to your children, then you ain't raising them right. Because kids respond to the little things that you have to. You have to be very detailed when it comes to raising kids. You have to be. Yeah, you have to concentrate on the small details when it comes to children, because they will get the big picture messed up constantly. Constantly. You know, children get lazy and they try to get defensive and they try to get around doing things. They procrastinate. So if you don't stay on them, and you know, staying on a person can seem petty. Oh, man, you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Yeah. With your children, if you don't do that, then they won't turn out right. You trying to be petty enough to them so they don't wind up in the precinct. I'm trying to make sure that you don't wind up in the precinct. I ain't trying to come see you. I'm not trying to come post this bail money. That's what I'm not trying to do. So I'm going to take care of all these little details. And, you know, parents can do some real petty stuff when it comes to their kids. You know, hide things that they're used to having all the time. Like, Mom, I see the miracle. I mean, I see the cereal, but I don't see no milk. You like, ain't no milk? It ain't no milk? Well, there was a little bit of milk in there when I looked. Now, I know somebody was supposed to go get some milk because I asked them to. I know I sent somebody to the store or told somebody to make sure that they picked up milk because I gave them the milk money. So they were supposed to bring milk home. So there must be milk in there. Things like that. Well, if there's no milk in the refrigerator, is there water in there? You said the cereal was there, right? But no milk? Well, you know, on those commercials, they never have milk in the bowl. Maybe you don't need milk. Put some water in there. Until somebody remembers to bring the milk home with the money I gave him for the milk, stuff like that. Stacey White says, every now and then my cat will scare me. So today I did the same thing to her. Now she knows how I feel. You sure she knows how you feel? Because you know cats don't feel I know we can convince ourselves that they know what certain things are, but it's a cat. Carol says, I would hide his game controller. Simple as that. I mean, yo, simple as that. Hiding game controllers. Things that they want to use or are used to being in certain places, move those things, hide those things. And you know, and parents will be like, I don't know where it is. And you know they know. You know they know. But you're the child and they're the parent, so you can't get indignant with them. Because you was wrong in the beginning. You know that you didn't do something that you were supposed to do. Right? Okay. So all you like to do is play your video games. You're not doing your chores. We getting letters written home because you're not doing your schoolwork. You're being disruptive in class. You're getting detentions, in-house detentions. You're getting suspended from school. Okay. Well, it seems to me, when a person acts like that, you might not be able to find their controllers or their console. We must have got robbed. And all they took was the video game console. I knew parents that would pawn video game consoles. Like, okay, you want to play around? You don't want to do what you're supposed to do? Okay. I knew parents that would pawn video game consoles and give you the pawn ticket. You know that store that got the three balls hanging above it? They got your thing. This is how much it costs to get it back. You ain't got no job? Well, maybe they'll let you, here, take the ticket and ask them. Maybe they'll let you work it off. That petty. Like, okay. You know, parents will be petty, or what you may perceive as being petty, because they feel like the world is not going to be as petty as I am. The world is going to be way more deliberate when it comes to dealing with you. The government, the courts, your landlords, your jobs, they're not going to play these silly games with you. They're going to handle their business with the quickness when it comes to you. And you're going to feel it. And they ain't going to feel no kind of way about it. At least with me, you know that this is hurting me more than it hurts you. And it really is. I know you don't understand that because your little spoiled, selfish self is feeling some kind of way right now. But trust me, I don't want to have to do this to you, because it's an indictment on my parenting. I had taught you better. I wouldn't even have to be doing this kind of stuff. But evidently, I didn't teach you to listen, because you ain't listening. You don't be listening. So I guess I got to hurt myself and punish myself by doing this to you. Oh, it's a sad day. Sad, sad, sad. I wish it wasn't so. I wish it wasn't so. But it is. It is. So this is what it has come to. Petty or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make it better. Okay, let's go, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. October 6th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Sonny Libra, a.k.a. Libra Sun, turning 37 years old today. And also my girl, Nichelle Morgan, turning 39 years old today. And Lakeisha Freeman Brown, Brown. Happy birthday to you. And also Lisa MBA, happy birthday to you, Lisa. And Laura Wilson, turning 44 years old today. And Kenesha Brown, turning 47 years old today. And Wynn Mel, turning 59 years old today. And Terry Stevens turning 48 years old today. And also my girl, Dorothy Webb. My girl, go get her, Dorothy Webb. Happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl that lived on the other side of the other end of the block with us growing up. My girl, Mona John. Her real name is Monique. But, you know, online, she's Mona John. And I respect that. So happy birthday to you turning 49 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious. October 6th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, I rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings.
I hope that today finds you good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. I also meant to say that. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, this is real out here. You know what I'm saying? This is real. Petty Murphy. Petty and the Jets. Petty Betty. Petty White. Petty and not here I come. You know, we employ tactics. We do certain things to certain people because we really want to get to a point where we feel better about ourselves and about our situation. Sometimes pettiness or the things that we do to irritate people or whatever, or what have you, may be our only defense or our only line of being able to do certain things. Sometimes it's all our fault and sometimes it's not. But regardless of how it goes and how it plays out, we have to work out a way for ourselves to feel better about the lives that we lead. But you ain't gotta go around irritating people and doing things to them on purpose and picking at people and saying things that you know they won't like and doing things that you really know they won't like and acting in a way that you know they won't like and showing them things that they really won't like and making sure that they can get comfortable because they don't like to be uncomfortable, but you really don't like for somebody to be feeling better about themselves and you really be trying to employ or improve your mental health. Emotional health, whatever. If you're going to be petty, like my people always says, if you're going to do it big. But that kind of takes away exactly what the meaning of being petty is in the first place. Nonetheless, man, love is love. Do what you got to do out here, but make the best of it. But I would encourage you to do the things that make you feel better about yourself, not just on the here and now, but for the future to come. Because if you can keep rolling that over, then I think things will start to get better and better and better. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Mission show. We already made it to Thursday. We already made it to Thursday, baby. What's good? And we gonna keep on rocking. Keep on rocking. Love is love, y'all. All right. So with that being said, all right. Blog Talk, we gonna get you up out of here. Yeah. Get you up out of here.